The big story at today's 116th Boston Marathon, heat, temperatures in the 80s. Here now is Alex Ashlock is at the finish line. Alex, defending men's champ Jeffrey Mutai dropped out at the 18-mile mark. He was cramping. We can't say for sure if it was heat, but what a disappointment.
Yeah, this a big disappointment for him. He was hoping to run a fast race today to make the Kenyan Olympic team. I would guess that he cramped up because of the heat, because I'm hearing that a larger number than usual of the elite athletes in the field today dropped out. I can't give you the exact number, but it was more than usual. So the heat is definitely taking a toll.
Well, before we go further, reel off the winners.
Kenya sweeps in both the men's and women's races today. Wesley Carrier and Levi Matibo of Kenya were first and second in the men's race. The time for Carrier, 2 hours, 12 minutes, and 40 seconds. That's more than 9 minutes faster than Jeffrey Mutai's winning time Jeffrey Mutai's time last year. Sharon Sherop won the women's race in 2 hours, 31 minutes, and 50 seconds. Again, many, many minutes slower than the women's winning time last year. But again, a close women's finish. In fact, the fifth straight year the women's race has been decided by 3 seconds or less. A world record in the men's wheelchair race, Joshua Cassidy of Canada winning that race, and an American, Shirley Riley, took the women's wheelchair race.
Well, we just have a couple seconds. The officials took the unprecedented step of saying people could hold on to their numbers if they didn't run today because of the heat and they could use them next year. Do you know how many took them up on it?
You know, I don't have that number, but I can tell you that some 3,800 runners who were entered in the race, they didn't even bother to pick up their numbers.
Right.
So that's many, many hundreds more than normally don't show up to pick up their numbers. So that the heat must have had an impact on them as well.
Well, it might have been a good thing. Here now is Alex Ashlock at the finish line of the Boston Marathon. Thanks as always.
You're welcome, Robin.